My brothers and sisters in Christ, so as we pray fervently, hopefully each day for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially culminating here at Pentecost in just a few days, we see that we're not alone praying. We see that St. Paul is kneeling down on his knees in this moving scene in the Acts of the Apostles, weeping with the church in Ephesus, telling them that he is praying for them. Can you imagine St. Paul kneeling with us here at Mass, praying that God would be with us, praying that we would have an outpouring of that Holy Spirit? And then Jesus himself. When we pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, what we find out is that Jesus is praying for us as well, interceding for us. He is seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. When he goes to heaven, he is there asking our Father in heaven to send forth the Holy Spirit. This is why he was sent into the world. This is the work that the Father gave him to do. And so he wants to each of us to be consecrated, to be filled with the Holy Spirit ourselves, to have that fire of the Holy Spirit come upon us. And so this is what he says, this is why I was consecrated. I consecrate myself for them. There's actually a stained glass window right here in our cathedral with that, with those words on it. It's in our sacristy. You can go and see it after Mass if you want. It says, I consecrate myself for them. It's a reminder to all of the priests and to the deacons of the consecration that they receive in order to follow Christ. Today we have, as you may know, two of our young men who will be ordained deacons right here at the cathedral. We're all going to be praying for them. How important it is for us to pray, again, for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but as we do that, to recognize that all of the saints are praying for us and that Jesus himself is the true prayer who leads us all. He's consecrated for us. That's why we call him the Christ, the Anointed One. He's consecrated for us. So let's pray for that consecration, especially at this Mass, as the host is consecrated for us by the power of the Holy Spirit and becomes the body and blood of Christ, and we receive him. We prepare our hearts to receive that now.